Good Wednesday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the mid-morning commodity market report. Let's see how futures are trading. Hard red winter March wheat, 573 and a quarter, down 4.5. Soft March wheat, 536 and three quarters, down a quarter. March corn, 387 and a quarter, down 3. May, 394 and three quarters, down 3. July, 401 and a quarter, down 2 and three quarters. December, 414 and a quarter, down 2 and three quarters. March soybeans, 981 and a half, down a half. May, 987 and a half, down a quarter. July, 993 and a half, up a half. November, 966 and a quarter, down a half. March soybean meal, 328.10, up 160. March soybean oil, 32.49, down 35. February live cattle, 153.05, unchanged. January feeders, 214.30, down 17.5. And February lean hogs, 71.90, they are up 15. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Jackie Vakes of Stewart Peterson Group. She's in Champaign, Illinois. Good morning, Jackie.
Well, good morning, Dave.
Let's begin with the soybean market. And let me ask you, since that we've invaded to the downside, pretty firm support to shelving in the sideways trend that we've had for over 2 months, are we potentially looking at a period of moving another leg lower?
I do think we are, Dave. And, you know, it would make seasonal sense to believe that, primarily because we've got, you know, Brazil already harvesting. Brazil picking up more rain. Brazil showing, you know, an increase in crop size. And we just had Sirius come out again yesterday and bump it up another 3 million metric tons from where they had been. And so I think the possibility, I truly felt that if we were going to close below the 990 in the March contract, that we were probably going to go back down and test the old contract lows of 920 at some point in time here. And I think that it's realistic to believe that that's a possibility.
So not too much hope of regaining, say, $10 and moving back into the sideways training range?
Well, I think, you know, when you look at the March contract, you know, we've got some major overhead resistance sitting there at that 1013. So could we get back up to that? Yes. But I think it's likely, you know, it's very unlikely that we'll be able to close above it. Something major would have to change. In other words, instead of, you know, cancellations coming out of China and then buying back smaller amounts, I think we'd have to see China really come in and aggressively buy more beans, and that might help us, you know. But I think overall the trade is going to be focused very heavily on new crop and on what's coming out of South America. So I think it's going to be tough.
Turn your attention to the corn market, Jackie, which has seen a rally despite all the naysayers.
It really has. It's been quite an impressive marketplace. You know, we continue to get sales not just to China but to other countries, you know, South Korea and places like that. We did go down. We tested the 100-day moving average in March, managed to come back off of it. And yet, you know, it's interesting when you look at the very big picture on the marketplace, because, you know, we're really trading in the lower one-third of where we were back in the end of December. So even though we had a nice rally off of this report, you know, we haven't gained enough to feel just like we're not going to, you know, we're not going to continue to maybe go sideways in that market. I think that that is a very likely thing. And at some point in time, you know, farmers are going to begin to sell.
So how confident are you that 375 holds into spring?
How confident am I that 370? I think 370 is probably the area that I expect us to see, unless something major changes. It's going to be very hard for corn to stay a lot higher if beans would begin to falter. If we go back down to the 920 level on the March beans, then I think that it's very likely that we will probably be back into the 370s and maybe even the 360s on March corn. It's just really hard to see them be able to do anything other than that. And so as we get into this February timeframe, this is going to be the interesting one, you know, because this is when we're going to do crop insurance. And then we're going to start to focus on the fact that you can throw out one of your lowest years, which I believe most guys will throw out 2012. And then we'll begin to talk about things like, will we actually have more corn acres? Will that actually buy us more corn acres? And, you know, it's a pretty convoluted situation, but where will the dollar be, I think, is the bigger question, Dave. You know, when you asked me about 370, where's the dollar going to be? If the dollar actually goes back up, it's at 93 or above 93 right now, with 93.62 as a target. And then after that, you're talking into the 94s and 95s. If we're at 95, then I think that we probably have the opportunity to go lower. You know, if we would pull back down into the 91s, then I think we have a good chance of not going below 370 at all.
What would the implications to the grain market be if crude oil traded on the balance of the year between wherever it is today and $60 to $65?
Well, you know, when you look at the corn, we always follow the corn price versus where the crude oil price is, because they definitely have an impact. And I think if crude goes to the $60 to $65, you're asking me what the implications are basically for ethanol and our continuing use of ethanol. And I think that 60 to 65 might not be high enough to help us in the ethanol ultimately. Mostly because of the U.S. dollar comes into play, you know, when it comes to the export side of things. But I think that probably if we can maintain those areas, we might trade somewhat sideways, and then everything will depend upon what new crop, you know, acreage we end up with.
The ethanol producers had a pretty good fourth quarter last
year. They
really
did. Yep.
And so they are in a position to weather some of this, it seems to me. And they do have the RINs available also for 2015. So I guess the question then becomes how long from a time standpoint can they hold out before things get dicey for them?
Well, you know, that's a great question, because if you look back into October, you know, they just had tremendous profitability. I guess it depends, you know, at the moment, as long as corn continues to hold, that helps them, because now suddenly DDGs again become the better of the two situations, and they can do their RINs and still, if they have DDG production, they can still have a decent profit on DDGs. And so, you know, I think that the answer is, if the corn market can hold up, I think that they can hold on for a long period of time. Look what they did in 2009. But, you know, the minute they start using RINs, the trade itself begins to look, and they begin to question what the USDA has. And, I want to jump back to your oil question. Mm-hmm. One big question is, can we have $60 oil or $65 oil when there are new wells coming on out in the Gulf that we know are going to have to produce to be able to pay their debt, even if the frackers do drop production, which we know they're doing, those guys that are opening these new wells are going to have to produce. And so, you know, I guess the key will probably come down to can we get to 60 or 65 will be whether OPEC decides that they're actually going to lower their production.
And that comes in June.
Right, right.
Thank you much, Jackie.
Thanks, Dave. Take care.
Jackie Vakes of Stuart Peterson Group, and she is in Champaign, Illinois. Current tick in the marketplace: hard red winter March wheat is 574, down 3.5. March soft wheat is 537.5, up a half. March corn, 387.25, down 3. May, 394.75, down 3. July, 401.25, down 2.75. December, 414.25, down 2.75. March soybeans, 980.25, down 1.75. July, 991.5, down 1.5. November, 964.5, down 2.25. March soybean meal, 327.60, up 110. March soybean oil, 32.58, down 26. February lean hog, 71.80, up 2.5. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana. It is now 10 o'clock Central Time.